3. The Age of Influence. Decentralization Nation. Marvin Bower had burned an immutable value system into the core of McKinsey, but it was the ways in which he forced McKinsey to adapt that kept it fiercely competitive. When government spending increased, McKinsey was there to offer Washington, D.C. its advice. When corporate Europe was ravaged by war and needed repair, McKinsey came on the next flight and set up a global operation. When competition for finding talented consultants heated up, McKinsey upended the industry's recruiting with a masterstroke partnership with the Harvard Business School. And then, when the talent pool at Harvard started running dry, McKinsey led the way with non-traditional hiring, engineers, PhDs, MDs, and graduate students from other departments. This was McKinsey at its best, a rock-solid foundation with an ever-changing house sitting on top. When Crockett stepped down as managing partner of McKinsey in 1950, there was never a moment's doubt about who would succeed him. Marvin Bower was 47 years old. He'd been at McKinsey for 17 years. He had the respect of his partners, as well as their complete support. The only complaint about him was that he took too much advice from his wife, Helen. They were not that cliché of a detached 1950s couple. They were a team. When asked to name Bower's best friend, his son Dick showed no hesitation before saying, "My mother." Well, she and the firm. McKinsey was the other great love of Bower's life. He defined the firm, and the firm defined him. In The Pope of Wall Street, John H. Coleman wrote of Robert Moses, "Some men aren't satisfied unless they have caviar. Moses would have been happy with a ham sandwich and power." But Bower didn't want caviar or power. He wanted influence. And McKinsey was the means through which he obtained it. Bower was both McKinsey's general and its drill sergeant. He guided the firm with big strategic ideas, while also attending to every last detail. There was a right way to do everything. Advertising pioneer David Ogilvy once remarked, "It is said that if you send an engraved wedding invitation to my friend Marvin Bower, the great man of McKinsey, he will return it to you, with revisions." Those who knew him regarded him with a quiet, baffled awe.